The Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend, 2009, Maurice Clemens, an Arkansas felon living in Washington, walks into a coffee shop and guns down four Lakewood police officers. Here's Sheriff Spokesman Ed Troyer at the scene.
This was more of an execution. Walked in.
The killings turned a spotlight on a little-known agreement between all 50 states to keep tabs on each other's parolees when they move across state lines. The Interstate Compact was designed to keep the public safer, but the murders of the Lakewood officers revealed flaws in that system. In the aftermath of the killings, Washington Governor Chris Gregoire aimed her anger at Arkansas.
I don't want to accept, under Interstate Compact, any more individuals from Arkansas till this gets sorted out.
3 years later, Washington is once again accepting Arkansas parolees. But here's the bigger picture. For every one Washington offender who's supervised in another state, Washington takes in three parolees from elsewhere. No other state has such an imbalance. By contrast, Oregon and Idaho are net exporters of ex-cons, with many of them coming to Washington. Attorney Jack Connolly represented two of the families of the slain Lakewood officers. Speaking by cell phone, he says the trend in Washington is a concern.
We're bringing in violent people, and the state that is sending them here is more than happy to get rid of them and to make it our problem.
So why does Washington receive so many out-of-state offenders and send so few elsewhere? Anne Marie Aylward is an assistant secretary with the Department of Corrections and the state's Interstate Compact Commissioner. She says one key factor is recent budget cuts.
We have decreased the number of offenders we supervise significantly. So we don't have the numbers to export.
So why not just hang up a no vacancy sign to new out-of-state parolees? Aylward says that would essentially get Washington kicked out of the compact.
Certainly, we want to have the ability of knowing what offenders are coming into our state and where our offenders are going, and the compact gives us that ability.
Since the Lakewood killings, Washington officials have been making it tougher for out-of-state offenders to move here. Also, new national rules make it easier to send misbehaving parolees back to the sending state. Washington has done that 32 times since last year. But even that doesn't guarantee public safety. Consider this tragedy last Christmas Eve, as reported by Como TV.
A beloved teacher brutally beaten outside her Seattle home has died. Police suspect her boyfriend.
That boyfriend, who faces trial next year, was Johnny Lee Wiggins, a parolee from Georgia. He moved to Washington after serving time for assault. Then Wiggins was returned to Georgia for violating his parole here. But Anne Marie Aylward with the Washington Department of Corrections says that didn't stop Wiggins from coming back to Washington without authorities in either state knowing.
He returned and wasn't under supervision with us at the time, wasn't under the compact, but I don't know if that matters to people who have lost somebody in their family or their neighbor.
And records show there are currently more than 500 active arrest warrants for interstate compact offenders who have disappeared from supervision or violated their parole while living in Washington. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.